Welcome to Refresh, a podcast designed to revive, recharge, and renew your faith and give you the tools to follow Jesus. Refresh comes to you from the Salvation Army in Gwinnett County, Georgia. We meet in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or online on Facebook and YouTube at Sal Army Gwinnett. We are excited that you have joined us this week and pray that God will bring His Word to life. And now, for our speaker.
Amen. Amen. Another year is here, right? Another year is here. How many of you have ever wanted to stop time? Any of you ever want to stop time? Older parents tell younger parents, they grow up so fast, don't they? They grow up so fast. But it's so true. I really felt it last night picking up Heidi to take her to bed. I'm like, goodness gracious, girl. Goodness. She's growing so fast. I know I can't stop time. So we make the most of what we have, right? We need to make the most of what we have. We had a great Christmas break doing all the things you do during that time, like eat and eat. And eat, and eat. We want to say thank you to the Corps for the gift you gave us. Thank you so much. It's very thoughtful. And also, we utilized the gift from October and ventured down to the aquarium during a holiday week. I told several of you earlier, but by 1 p.m., there were 17,000 people who had already come through that place. Yeah. I was telling Jeremy, literally, at one point, Lucas had his finger on my belt loop. I'm holding Hazel. Carla's holding Heidi. It was fun. And we will go back, I promise you. But not during a holiday week like that. But it was fun. And speaking of a lot of people, this time of year is when millions of people start this whole New Year, New Me phase, right? You hear that a lot. They implement and begin their resolutions. There's nothing wrong with a resolution, right? And actually, it can be a very healthy thing. But just as we set goals at the start of a new year to get healthier or stronger physically, I'm getting all these ads right now about calisthenic kind of exercises. I'm like, ha ha, yeah, keep scrolling. But we can also choose to invest in our spiritual growth by seeking the Lord to renew us and to renew our strength and prepare us for what He has ahead. And as Josh said earlier and as we sang, He has great things in store for us, greater things. This message this morning calls us to be refreshed. It calls us to be renewed in the Spirit, stepping into this new season with purpose. And as you can probably tell, we're going to be in Isaiah 40. So I hope you have your Bibles with you. And if you don't, I know we have a few in the back. But if you do not own a Bible, this will be I like to make this announcement from time to time. If you don't have a Bible, please let me know and I will get you a Bible. We have Bibles. And if we don't, I will buy you a Bible. But you need a Bible. Hope you have them and have them open to the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Beginning with the 12th verse, it opens by lifting our eyes to the greatness of God. Reading through verse 14, it says this, 12 through 14. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand? Or with the breadth of His hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord or instruct the Lord as His counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten Him, and who taught Him the right way? Who was it that taught Him knowledge or showed Him the path of understanding? Yahweh is called the Sovereign Lord, actually back in verse 10. And the prophet asks a series of questions to demonstrate that truth. God is so great that all the waters fit in His hands. God is so supreme that with his hand he partitioned the heavens. God is so vast that he can hold the dust of the earth in a basket. God is so strong that he can weigh all the mountains on scales and hills on a balance. If God is this great, this sovereign, then who can fathom his mind or counsel him? Nobody. Nobody. No one has ever enlightened the all-knowing God about anything. His way is always the right way. Always. His knowledge is complete, not lacking even a microscopic slice of understanding. When the Apostle Paul contemplated God's redemptive plan for Jews and Gentiles in Romans 1 through 11, he broke out in doxology and cited Isaiah 40, 13. In Romans 11, 33 through 36, I love this. He said, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." Hallelujah. That last line brings so much comfort to me. We should worship him because from him and through him and for him are all things. In Isaiah 40, Israel had grown weary under exile. Yet the prophet reminded the Israelites that their God neither tires nor forgets his people. Skipping down, verses 21 through 40. I'm going to read, 21 through 24 of chapter 40. I know it was just read beautifully by Jeremy. Thank you. We're going to hear it again, 21 through 24. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of the world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff." The questions in verse 21 emphasize the significance of recognizing God's supremacy. If a person has not heard, they should have heard. God is transcendent, enthroned over the earth, and to him, his image bearers are like grasshoppers. His greatness is incomparable. His creation is a cosmic temple, for he stretches out the heavens like a tent to live in. This description recalls the tabernacle that the Israelites built. The portable tent of meeting was an earthly reflection of the greater truth that all creation is God's cosmic temple. The tent of meeting concealed the glory of God, yet the heavens declare the glory of God, right? The heavens declare the glory of God. These verses also demonstrate God's sovereignty over the nations. Rulers rise and fall according to his plan. They are nothing compared to him. They are nothing compared to him. He plants them in power, but when he blows on them, they wither like chaff being swept away by the wind. Isaiah's description of God's rule over earthly rulers is consistent with what the prophet Daniel declared about him. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. In the wisdom of Proverbs, a king's heart is in the Lord's hand as a stream of water. As we enter this new year, this same vision should renew our focus. God's strength is limitless, and His understanding is beyond measure. Experiencing renewal starts with pushing into repentance. Experiencing renewal starts with pushing into repentance. Instead of defending ourselves or listing reasons why we're fine, we hold up a mirror and ask God, search me, know me. Is there anything in me that needs to change? Repentance is at the heart of renewal. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And listen, this verse isn't just about where we live. It's about the people of God everywhere. Without repentance, there is no renewal. Repentance is required for renewal. Renewal doesn't come from presenting our achievements to God. Yet we often wonder why we're not experiencing His blessing while constantly offering Him our spiritual resume. Look at what I haven't done. Look at how I'm better than them. Look at how I've been faithful. Jesus told a parable about a Pharisee and a tax collector, right? Who both went to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood proudly and thanked God that he wasn't like those other sinners. But the tax collector, standing at a distance, simply prayed, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus made it clear the one who went home right with God wasn't the one who boasted, but the one who repented. Renewal comes when we stop proving ourselves and start humbling ourselves. God, search me, know me. I turn back to you. That's where true renewal begins, friends. Hear these verses again, Isaiah 40, beginning with verse 25. Beginning with verse 25. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. So God, who is the Holy One, asks, to whom will you compare me? Friends, God has no equal. The vast heavens are his creation. He brings out the stars one by one, calling them by name. And his great power ensures that every star shows up when told to. If God knows every star in the sky, why then should the Israelites complain that God isn't aware of their troubles or that he disregards them? We do this too, don't we? We believe that God holds the world in his hands, yet we still complain and think that he's distant. We don't serve a negligent God. We don't serve an overworked God or even a forgetful God. The God we serve is never too focused on something else to see you right now. He's never too focused on something else to see you. Keep reading with this 29th verse. Because the God we serve, The God we serve gives strength to the weary. The God we serve increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But thank you, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah declares that God gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Renewal is not self-generated. Rather, it's a divine exchange. God infuses strength, whereas ours just runs out. Whether in ministry, teaching, coaching, or family life, we draw upon our God's endless supply. Our capacity for the new year ahead depends not on our willpower, but on God's power. When we're weak, we are precisely where the divine renewal begins. The passage ends, "They will walk and not be faint." Walking is the rhythm of ordinary obedience. Some seasons of the new year may feel slow or heavy, but even then, God sustains us. Renewal means learning to depend on His strength for each step. We may not always soar or run, but we can always walk a steady, faithful walk and be upheld by the Lord who never grows weary, right? The Hebrew word for wait, everyone say kavah, kavah, conveys hope-filled expectancy. Waiting is not passive. It's a deliberate, active choice to trust God's timing and direction instead of pushing ahead with our own. New Year's resolutions are inherently active. We set goals and actionable steps on how to accomplish them. There's even apps for it where you tick it off and, yeah, I met this goal. In contrast, as we make resolutions and plans, we must begin by waiting for the Lord. Only then do our next steps become empowered by the strength of the Lord rather than exhausted by our own striving. To mount up with wings like eagles is a metaphor for how we can respond to the challenges that wait for us in the new year. It means rising above the turbulence of life, just as eagles soar by catching the wind rather than fighting against it. When we wait upon the Lord, the Spirit lifts us higher, giving us renewed perspective, giving us renewed freedom. Isaiah continues in the same verse, again, they will run and not be weary. Running implies motion, energy, and persistence. An obedient and abundant life is not lived in short sprints, but long races that require steady endurance. God's renewal equips us not for a moment of inspiration, but for ongoing faithfulness in the long race ahead. Even eagles, as beautiful and strong as they are, experience a season of weakness. During molting, an eagle sheds its old feathers before new ones can grow. In that time, it cannot soar. It must remain hidden and vulnerable until renewal comes. Only then does it rise again, strong, restored wings. In the same way, spiritual renewal often requires seasons of letting go of old habits, letting go of past disappointments or worn-out identities so that God can clothe us anew in His strength. When we feel grounded or unseen, it may be that God is preparing us for flight, rebuilding what is needed to soar once again. Many of you have heard this story and may even remember witnessing it. But on July 26, 1992, Derek Redmond was poised for the race of his life in the 400-meter semifinal at the Barcelona Olympics. After several operations on his Achilles tendons over 4 years, the British athlete was finally in optimal condition. As he settled into the starting blocks, everything seemed aligned for his comeback. He was a 400-meter record holder in Britain, and at the peak of his athletic abilities, ready to leave behind the disappointment of Seoul 1988, where an injury forced him to withdraw minutes before his race. At the start, Redmond got off cleanly and was running smoothly. But about 150 meters into his race, his right hamstring tore, causing him to fall to the ground in pain. Despite the injury, the Olympian stood up, determined to finish the race. He began to hobble along the track, the pain clearly visible on his face, but resolute in his goal. Determined to finish, he rose and began to try to finish the race. And then this happened. Let's watch this video.
A bizarre finish to this first semifinal in the men's 400 meters. Derek Redmond of Great Britain pulled up with an injury halfway down the backstretch. He's fighting off those trying to help him to finish the race in his lane. And now the pain too much. Throughout Olympic Stadium, as Redmond, with assistance this time, approaches the finish line he had wanted so desperately to reach. That is the Olympic spirit.
His dad, you know, it's before he's telling other people, so many people are coming up to him to try to help him, and his dad came and said, "Derek, it's your father. It's your father." His father ran down from the stands, pushing past security, helped his son complete the lap. The crowd rose to cheer, not because Derek won the race. He clearly didn't win that race, but because of the love carried him across the line. That moment is a vivid picture of how our Heavenly Father steps beside us in our weakness, not to erase our struggle, but to see us through. Renewal doesn't promise perfect running. It promises a God who helps us finish. Amen. Josh is going to come up and I'm going to sing a song in a moment. The middle part of this song, it says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard. No mind can know what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide over your church and over our lives. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down." As we sing this song, I challenge you to focus on your own life at the beginning of this new year. Got any weaknesses today? You're trying to run right now, but you just can't seem to make it through. Your Father's right there. He's right there. Do you need to commit yourself to the Lord today? Maybe some of us need to recommit ourselves to the Lord just now. So I say these words to you. Have you not heard? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God who never tires or grows weary. In fact, he has strength for you. He has power for you. Since we are not God, we grow tired, right? Even the young stumble and fall. We need God's renewing strength, and it comes to those who hope in Him and wait for Him. Some of you are waiting right now. I know because I've spoken to you. I know because of what you've told me. I know with what I see on social media. Some of you are waiting. But the weary will soar like eagles, for God will bear them up in His strength. When we, the people of God, look around us and feel downcast because of circumstances and forces beyond our control, we must remember that the sovereign Lord is enthroned over the earth, and He rules all. He rules over all He has made for His glory. What can compare with His power? Nothing. He can be trusted. He is no constructed idol. He is the living God without equal. Believe that today. This week, as we sing, this week, choose to pause. Choose to hope in God and launch into the new year relying on the Lord by letting Him renew you. By letting Him renew your strength so you can move ahead with endurance, move ahead with purpose, and move ahead with joy. Let's sing.
Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Oh, Comforter. How we need Your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Let Your power fall. Let Your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts. As we stand on Your word, Holy Spirit, rain down.
Sing that again, the chorus.
Holy Spirit, rain. Change our hearts as we stand on Your word, Holy Spirit, rain down.
No eye has seen,
no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can know when God has it. Open up heaven, open it wide, over Your church and over our lives. No eye, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can know what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide, over Your church and over our lives. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain.
Want to give you an opportunity. Maybe you, someone sitting next to you, a friend, maybe a new person, maybe your family would like to join those who are here praying. It's a great place to be at the beginning of the year. Nothing better than, right? As we talked about this morning, nothing better than. Just going to ask Josh to continue to play for a little bit, and we're going to have a word of prayer. Commissioner David, would you be willing to pray for us this morning as we just wait in this moment as the Spirit hovers over us and you respond if God is calling you?
This morning our need of you, and we pray that for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for the salvation provided to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. We adore him, we love him, we thank you for him. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that he sent to baptize us and to be with us, and we pray that we might walk each day through the Spirit's guiding. And Father, we pray for others who are in need today. As we differ in looks, we differ in need. And we just pray that you would bless each and every one and meet their need as you can through your grace and through your riches. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Sing this chorus one more time. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Oh, comforter and friend. How we need your touch again. Holy Spirit,
for your guidance. And right now, as we enter this new year, it's just another year, right? We're going to step into this new year with renewed vision, with a renewed drive for you. Father, if there's anyone else in here that is struggling right now, and Father, help them not to leave here today without having a conversation with somebody. Father, and if there's someone in here that doesn't know you, and I boldly ask right now, they don't leave this place until they do. Father, we're going to move on from here. Father, I ask that you go with us, and you be with us as we close out this service today, Father. We love you, and it's in your matchless name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Refresh. Be sure to hit subscribe and like us on Facebook and YouTube to never miss an episode. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends and family. We pray that you will be refreshed and ready to take on your week. See you next time. God bless.